federal government says no state in this country has a more severe homeless problem than we do here in Hawaii. That's been the case for a number of years, but the approach to dealing with this issue is changing. One idea is to move hundreds of people at a time into new communities. Lieutenant Governor Josh Green is embracing a Kauhale Village idea that sprouted in Waianae and is taking root in Kaka'ako.
We're the diehard guys out here. We refuse to go to any shelter.
John Kaulupali has his reasons for staying on the street. He's one of the homeless in Kaka'ako trying to organize themselves into a community.
We're asking for a piece of land, a small parcel, where we can start building a community and building relationships with that community.
Relationships as the basis for change is what the Kauhale model is all about. Kauhale means homestead in Hawaiian, a compound with separate structures for eating, sleeping, cooking, etc. The Kauhale Village model is similar, with tiny private residences for singles and couples and shared facilities. Once basic utilities are installed, hundreds of people could move in together.
We look at the Kauhale as one of the signature pieces that has to be done.
Lieutenant Governor Josh Green has just completed a statewide tour of homeless facilities. He says permanent supported housing and housing first are essential.
And that final large swath of people that are somewhere constantly either unsheltered or getting picked up by the police really frequently, they need somewhere to go. And it's not reasonable to expect they're going to suddenly come up with a bunch of rent.
Green points out there aren't enough Section 8 vouchers or available units.
So this is meant to fit that space. It can be done quickly. It can be done regionally. It can be done with a lot of partners. And it has a certain large cultural component to it.
Green is looking at unused government land on which public-private partnerships could fund required infrastructure upgrades expected to run $2 to $4 million.
If you get the land, you can move within 4 to 6 months. We are already working with a private entity called HomeAid, which will bring a lot of extra resources. They are kind of a large amalgamation of Castle and Cook and other developers. They want to give back. So on the one hand, we got HomeAid. We have the community organizers. I just got out of a major meeting with state leaders, city and county leaders, attorney general, deputies, all to get on the same page, and each to their own.
Green maintains Kauhale are needed in Honolulu's urban core, in Waimanalo and Waianae. He says at least two are needed on Hawaii Island, in Kona and Hilo side. Maui, he says, could also use a Kauhale village.
The goal is always permanent housing, but most people are not ready. In the Kauhale model, there's a sense of community that's built. That's very central to our goal. We're working with community organizers like Hui Aloha to get them ready as a community to have their own rules, to be self-governing.
I asked Kaulupali, why would this work?
What will help is that you become part of a bigger thing. This is going to be your home. Naturally, you're going to do everything possible to keep your place nice and tidy.
And there are rules in place if you don't. Coming up, new initiatives that offer hope to the homeless and the rest of the community, too. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.